Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And that is wonderful. The classic tune, the lyrics, Change. My friend, I say greetings to you, and you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Timothy Aldred, and this is another edition of the Cosmic Philosopher edition. Well, I get a little rest. I feel hoppish. I'm ready to talk. I'm thinking that, you know, my talking only means so much. And I'm drawing upon very important things that I have learned about the situation of mankind. And I will define it in this way. We don't worth anything. What I think of myself is that I take a nap of sleep and I wake up. I feel refreshed. But before, you know, I felt a little drowsy and thing. So I am forced to regard myself as just what it is. I am not more than what I am and what I observe and witness I am. When we go to sleep and wake up and feel, you know, better than before we went to sleep. Before we went to sleep, we want to sleep because there is a law that compels us to sleep. If you go too long without sleep, your body motor, the engine is going to, like, you know, going to stop running. So you have to sleep. That what that means. You were created by a nature that imposed that on us. So our moments of happiness is not in your sleep. And you don't have sex when you're sleeping. So there is no enjoyment that your physical body can do unless you're awake and you're conscious to understand stimulus generated in your body because of the brain, the cerebellum for civilized people. You know, I don't know a great deal about the uncivilized white people. I do think that we hybrid people, that the white people Bible don't want to recognize, that we are the first civilized people to light up the world with civility. They don't want us to think that we are the ones created to generate this wonder, because what I'm looking at is that the white people were around, you know, almost 4 million years. And there was no civilization. So you come to think of it now. Unless we are viewing, you know, our melio real good, we are never going to be more than wild in, you know, some level of uncivilized orbit where, you know, all you want is pleasure that leads to sex. Basically, that's what happened, because the highest peak of human expectation is in sex. Don't kid me about that. It's true. Everything you're doing is work. I am compelled to look at life for what it is and describe it to, you know, I mean, respect what I see. An experience, you know what I mean? I can't, you know, I'm forced. I mean, because I'm concerned about life and what we worth, what we value. I don't mean money. I mean I mean, what our mind generates. Because some people not having a good time. They're not making any progress with their thinking. And that's what causes us to become valuable in life. Whether or not it's in the right context, but it is the mind that is working, though. It is the mind. And we work to earn a living. And if you look and interpret that, you find out that we are at the mercy of our creation. You know, we are at the mercy of our creation. And, you know, as you see the lower animals, when you look at the animal kingdom, it is something that human being can learn a lot from. And don't, you know, learn a lot and, you know, transmit ourselves what we see in life, because life is life, and whether you're a goat or a pig or something, but we are seeing demonstration of life and how life is diversified to take on different type of creatures, all right? And you can see, oh, a lot of people like to have a little dog with them. You know, they say dog is man's best friend. Do you think human dog is human being best friend's best friend? You think so? It's a lie. It's a lie. Because, you see, life can go off into a lot of demonic type of a dimension. Because anytime, like, when I look at the gay people who are using dog for, you know, they're almost marrying to dogs now. You see what I mean? So, ghosts, demons, demon possession, like they talk in the Bible, oh, the demons went into the animal. Well, if they go into the pig, they can go into dogs, they can go into anything else. And animism is something that teaches us about spirits and how life is in all, almost everything, you see, life form, right? Look at the mystery of life, and you will want more knowledge, understanding of yourself, so that we draw closer and get higher to the animism of our life, because your body, the flesh, will, you know, we see that all the time. There's too much of that for us to miss observing and respecting our lives. And when we are healthy and well, you have to do a blood work and see all the different things that means life, whether you're enjoying good health or stuff like that. Yeah, in your blood. I mean, how much people out there killing other people and don't care? You know, they don't care that it is blood. It is their life they're killing. You know, somebody is trying to kill you. They're trying to, like, take life out of your blood. That's it. But we are spiritually impaired when we don't have the right knowledge of life. And if we have some knowledge, we don't care. We don't have potent enough part of life to respect it. So we just go out as long as we have some physical life. No, and we do whatever, you know, we always try to make fun, have fun and all that kind of stuff. You know, my knowledge of life makes me refrain from being reckless and careless. I know that I have two hands, and if you fool around me, I could fight with my fist. But from early in my life, I developed a sense, a psychological attention is in me to observe which way am I to behave, wherein I'll have nothing to lose. Because if you go out there and you fight with other people, like I look at boxing and some of the other sports, you know, combat, bodily combat sport, and I look and see the stupidity in there. But people's misconception of wealth, having money, causes them to have an interest that turn off their sensitivity to their body. Do you see that? You see what people do to get money? You see how people look past the body that they are, the spirit is in, they look past what the body is, and that it's not the body is thinking. Your body is not thinking at all. I mean, when you move your hand, you fold your hands, you swing your hands, and you do all kind of things with, you know, this the tool. You know, our hands are tools, you know. We use them because if you clip them off of your shoulder, you don't have these tools anymore. You ever see somebody with one hand? And some people without hands. So I thought to myself, you know, the guys are boxing and they are hitting each other in their heads, at the back of the head. That will surely knock them down. You know, I wonder how these guys get up. I mean, especially some of them, they lay down. I mean, John Tate, you know, Weaver knocked him down. And it's not like it was a hostile punch. But John Tate, one of the finest boxer that we know, because he had Mike Weaver going like, how much rounds? I think that back in those days, they probably was boxing 15 rounds. They were heavyweights too. But I think all the weights were probably going 15 rounds until they changed it to 12. And Mike Weaver was never going to win that fight if he didn't knock John Tate out. And he's knocking John Tate out with about 20 seconds or something like that left in the 15 rounds. If I am not forgetting the exact rounds, but I I am having a sensory recollection, and the recollection not necessarily exactly in my memory, but close to, or, you know, the main impression is in my head, but I may not be numerically right. When I say 15 rounds was the last round with about 20 seconds to go, but that's what I am thinking right now. However, what is important about it is John Tate was tired, very tired, and the way he was winning, I think, all of the rounds. I do not recall that Mike Weaver had won any rounds. He may have. It's a long time now. I don't remember. But based upon my recollection of how the fight was going, Mike Weaver didn't stand a chance to win. He didn't have enough rounds to win at all. And, you know, I mean, that was obvious. And, you know, with seconds to go, Weaver, you know, like, I mean, he must have been tired too, because he's been taking the beating all along, right? So, you know, and John Tate, the both of them were in real good shape. But, hey, when you go down that stretch, you know, and you using up that gas in the inner tank, you know, one man may begin to show he has a little more, you know, and can muster up a heavier punch. And you just barely hanging on, although you are winning the points. Yeah. That maybe uppercut or something like that. John Tate went down on his face and couldn't get up. Couldn't get up. So what I'm thinking is the pursuit to gain some money to live your life. You know, I mean, it's not, I'm not in any kind of way, you know, people ought not to make a living. Think about it. People are selling crack, drugs. We shouldn't be doing that. You know what I mean? We shouldn't be selling drugs. Drugs that bring down a society. You know, people mental, audible. I mean, the orbital power of the brain, your perception, your sensitivity, it kills it. And the way you should think about things, capable of thinking about it like that, you do all the harmful things to yourself and to other people, and it never occurred to you that that's not the way you should behave. You know what I mean? And the way AD white people have turned the world, that don't give us any chance. Because, you know, as I'm talking about this, it is dragging me into thinking why. And that is like really putting more juice into what I'm thinking about, people doing things that are detriment, fatally detrimental to their life. And they keep on doing it. You know. They keep on doing it. And it doesn't occur to them that they shouldn't. So you look at these things that people turn to make money. And you know, it would put us in a thinking, a trend of thought to develop habits that goes against our very self, and we don't know. You get hurt yesterday and you go back today again to make a living in what hurts you. And you say, well, what can you do? You know, that's the way you make something, you know. So what we're doing to make a living is not in the code of life conduct to make a living. But what the white people turn our civilized world into is a lower concept about what life is about. Because life as we know it is a civilized thing. Yes, it's true. And when you break down the right concept of civility down to something else, well, you have some civilized function in what you're doing. But, you know, it's like it's being done wrong. It's being done wrong. Because and you read it in the Bible and you say, praise the Lord, and thank you, Jesus. So is when your concept is damaged and you are taught a substandard, a alien way of conducting yourself, and the white people do it willfully. That's why they write the Bible. We don't have any sense. And that when we believe in Jesus, it destroy our mind, you know, the element that causes us to think properly, take heed, be cautious and stuff. The way of life is ruined when you believe, when you go to church. And they'll teach you you are taught to think that you're doing the right thing and that there is not another world. A world that put Jesus on a cross and kill him and say Adam and Eve was cursed by God. The thing is, not God so. The perception of a culture, the white people culture, is sodomy. It is sodomy. You cannot follow what they do. They come from animal skin. They never know clothes. They write the Bible and you can see what they say about Adam and Eve that is not true. And you can see that they are writing from their culture. But did not wear clothes. Adam and Eve didn't have on clothes. Think the white people don't know what they do? They know. I read now and I have a sense now that white people know a lot of things that we are not aware of. Because we were not around in their time when they were going to, you know, trying to change their biological form. You know, we were not around. But our ancestors, you know, some of them that were around back then. But we don't get to meet those ancestors. We come way down the line and become defective culture, because our brain has been damaged from way back then. So today, when we see white people take charge, and if you read, you know, how they have taken charge over time, we are actually involved in giving them the opportunity to do what they do and build a new sense of culture. We don't know that. We don't know that. They normalize all these levels of thinking and behavior that are, what do you call it? They said, but it is that you are detached. Yeah, detached from reality. And we're talking about the context, not common reality now, but we're talking about life reality, civilized reality. You know, the white people are detached from reality, from life reality. Yes, 100%, they are detached from life reality. How much of us that have not done them anything? We don't go to Europe where they settled and try to do anything to them. And even when they come out from Europe and follow us thousands of miles, they come where we are and behave like it is Europe for them. And they try to turn, well, they succeed in turning it in Europe, because the way of Europe is the way of America. How do we allow them to do that? No. They didn't just come to America and do it. They do it being in Europe. They stay in Europe and pollute us. That's what happened. And then once they change from who they were for millions of years, then they have a lot of common sense, because they started out as primates. Look at animals out there and look at the way they behave. You see, animals out there is simple because they don't have our element as civilized people. But if you look at them, if you were to make them talk, and if they had the bodily form with, you know, dexterity and control, you would be surprised to see transform animals, what they would do, because now the white people then teach dog to have sex with them. You see what I mean? Now, there is just no way dogs would be able to talk and deal with, I mean, not dog as they are dogs. They cannot behave like a human being when it comes to sex, because they are taught by nature to have sex with themselves. See that? Like all the other creatures, them that have sex. Birds don't try to have sex with dogs, nor with cats or any other animals. They have sex with themselves, because you know what? It would be impossible for them to really do sex with other creatures. But monkeys have sex with ducks. Yeah. At least try to have sex with ducks. A little monkey I saw doing that one time. think I saw it on the internet. But they were showing you the motion picture of it, where this monkey is doing everything to have sex with this duck. You see what I mean? So sex is done by an intelligent substance inside of us. It is the hormone, those elements there, that is that element why, you know, a man with testes, and you see how close to his penis those two testes are? Why? Why are they there? They could have been put somewhere else. But the arrangement of the body is as such that, hey, you know, an erection is sure and fast. So it's all creation. We didn't do it. Right? And you see, spoil uncivilized human being, as far as I can see, try to have sex with animals. However, I only see that happening after the white people them let loose and have control over African hybrid people. Right? I don't see that happening before that, because I don't see no original perverts in hybrid creation of the human race. I don't see that. So I see now, since 2,000 more years of these white people contaminate African people. So they do everything with African people to destroy civilized, fully civilized, empowered people. They don't want you around them. All right. So I was talking about, you know, doing things that harm us. To make a living. And it becomes normative to do it. You are desensitized to do it. Think of that. Now, a lot of people have caught themselves doing foolishness and hurting themselves and change, you know. Some people discover it and change. They do. So I'm saying to you, before it's too late, we have the ability to realize and observe the way we are moved and live our lives, knowing that you can go there and whip this person and beat them to what they call it, to pulps. You can do that because people are always going to be able to overpower other people. And it's like there is almost no end to that power struggle, whereas people are going, you know, each bad man is beaten by another bad man, you know what I mean? And another man, bad man, beat the bad man, and it continues on and on. So when will you prove who is the better man? You know, a lot of time it's a long process to prove that. Some guy like Muhammad Ali reigned as champion until he was beaten, you know. And even though, you know, he is just like other, not just him alone, right? You have other long reigning champion in boxing too. What I'm trying to say to you, if you are not beaten when in your youth, When you get old, it don't take nobody as good as you to beat you then. You know, all they need to do is to be stronger than you. I am talking to make sense about life, human life. I mean, on the broad base, civilized life. And when civilized came to Earth, it's very important. I mean, it's useless for us to behave like, you know, civilization was something that was always here when day and night came. And that's not true. Day and night has nothing, day and night have nothing to do with civilization. Not one single thing. You know, it's just like belief don't have anything to do with knowledge. But people behave that way. All right, so today I am privileged to be alive. I want to remain civilized, sound, and enjoy what makes sense to me. You know what I mean? Because I see elements in life that I'm prone to drift off into. I see that. And it feels strange to me a lot of times when I have certain emotions and stuff like that. That is not in keeping with my civilized side of thinking, you know? And I'm thinking, well, what am I to do? You know, when I feel those kind of ways and forced to think those kind of ways because that is happening and, you know, my spirit inside of me is aching, you know? My spirit is aching because, you know, I don't want to drop down to that. You know, I want to be kept where I identify. I want to be. I want to be because I know that useless I would pray to the gods and, you know, to help me and to do work miracle for me. That's not the way it works. We are created to think, and as it were, we are not the gods. We have some of their blood, right? And we are limited. We are not exactly, you know, beings that can be called immortal. We are not immortal. We are mortal. We are a mortal hybrid. Okay? And we have the ability to think and to master a lot of things. Because in the Bible, they wrote that God said, well, the Bible said that, but I'm not talking about what the Bible say right now. Because the Bible only copy prehistory knowledge of civilization and write the Bible to suit themselves to say what they wanted to say. Now, we come up and don't know. They do it. They tell us it's prophet, you know, God tell for writing the Bible. And we believe that. But that's not the truth. That's the reason why you see, you know, you leave your baby in the car and, you know, the baby bake and died and you didn't come back in time and the baby dead. Now, why God did not protect that child? That's not the way our lives designed. But the church would teach us to rely on God to step in. But that's not the way we are designed. And we are not a life priority to the gods that we say we are praying to. You know, we human beings are not under no obligation to behave like the way the church, the warp and stupid, uncivilized church. Church is not a civilized thing. And it's going to take a lot of us a long time and maybe never understand that church is not a civilized place. It is something made up to do a job exactly what it's doing, where people like us who are coming from kingship rule and kingship law. Today, we don't know anything about the first civilized kingship law. We don't know nothing about that. And it is a generational thing over the past 100,000 years. Where African hybrid people don't have any sense. That's not the way we were created. And you can read and get to know what I'm saying if you read and study the first 100,000 years of our creation in South Africa. You know, don't you ever think that is some spirit God in the Bible that created us and heaven like is a mysterious kind of thing. And that's not the case. It's immortal being that come here. You see the pyramid? Human being didn't make it. Mortal man didn't make it. It's immortal beings that make it. They put their blood, not just their blood alone, because they were not making a duplicate of themselves. They wanted to give us an added ability to be able to do certain things. So here we are today. You know, you can have a big corporation, you're running your corporation and making good products, and, you know, that's the way the world is today. Well, look here. You probably think about what I'm saying as, oh, my God, this guy like to. But let me show you something on what I have just said when I talk about, you know, the immortal gods come to earth and do all these wonderful things and give us a little of their ability by their blood, because it is the blood that causes the whole thing to happen. If you don't have the blood inside of you, you're not going to do that. Okay? It's the blood, like different creatures have different blood that make them act the way they do. So it's an election in the creation of beings that causes all of us to behave in a certain character. Okay? All right. What I want to show you is that there is sense in what I'm saying, and I'm going to illuminate your mind to understand exactly what I'm saying is not joke. You can see it for real, you know, with your common sense that you're using every day. I'm going to draw a separation between the first human you read about in world history. We hybrid are not the first human on planet Earth. Now, you're probably familiar with some of that. But guess what? You know, not unless you're thinking, and I'm not saying nobody no understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. But those who understand what I'm saying and can see it, I'm not, you know, I'm preaching to the choir, right? But there are people who only go so far. You read about it, and, you know, how many of us don't even read it at all? Like me, once upon a time, I didn't know if we read certain important thing because I grew up under slavery. I mean, I was not a slave or, like, you know, physically, because they had stopped physical slavery in Jamaica when I was born. Right, in the 1940s. We were not under direct slavery then, right? Because I think it's in the 30s, yeah. I think they cut out the slavery, the actual slavery in Jamaica. But You know, I mean, the white people still rule Jamaica in a certain way. They allow us to have a prime minister. I mean, they are the one who coined prime minister. We don't use prime minister. We don't use prime minister, you know. So it's a lot to know why we turn fool. These white people begin the mental defect through sex, their blood, that they transmit to us. That's what they do, you know. But it's not that we go and try to like make intimate life with them. That's not the way what I perceive. Now, this is a historic thing, so I'm understanding it from where I'm at here, right? I don't see it to be so, based on what I read. If it is so, somebody would have to like show me that. If you can show me and convince me, well, I would say, okay, that's the way it was. But now, I don't see it that way right now, based on what I read and look at, right? They attack our people as we were in transit to come into the Western world. And that the blood, the sexual blood transmitted to life is in the semen, you know, animals and humans, you see, and it so happens that they are of a quality blood that makes something happen, and they knew that they could do that, you see. And they used to live on the steppes. You know, they didn't have no house nor nothing like that, these white people. No, they are primates. They're apes. Okay, that developed in Africa. You know, all of the life form, you know, hurricane and everything, you know, is Africa. Africa is a special place because of a special reason, you know, that it takes some time for a lot of us to discover meaning of things on earth. And this is the problem now, that when somebody come and short circuit our ability to understand certain knowledge, we'll shut out from it forever. Just about. You're lucky if there is some kind of thing happen that you come to know. Well, you know, I come to know, coming out of that, you know, drunkard or what do you call it, deluded state of, you know, from under slavery, and your parents suffer from it. You come and they don't have anything to tell you to wise you up. They don't educate you and stuff like that. So they have sex, they have children, and here we are, here I am, you know, and all our men know is to want to have a gal, you know, and you know, start, you know, to marry and have children, and they can run around and have sex with everybody, a woman that they can have. So we are a being that we don't have a spiritual connection beyond the fact that we are endowed to think and to do things, because we know of a body, a hybrid body, where we can do things. Now, why you think, what I wanted to show you is that because the primate apes, the first humankind that walk upright. Remember, apes in general don't walk upright, but this species, the hominin, was the humankind, the first humankind that walk upright. You see what I mean? All right. What I want to show you is how the blood works, how it works in beings and in the humankind. To different degrees, people can do certain things where other people not able to do because of what is in the blood. So in general, starting from the most basic particularity of difference to other, variations. The principle is what we're dealing with. These white people in history, this is not what anybody tells me, is what I read in the World History textbook. And that's what, if we want to know anything and be influenced rightly, we have to come from certified world history record of the past. That's where your mind has to go. If a minor god or so, you will learn a whole bunch of foolishness where these white people come and manufacture to give the hybrid people who will keep civilization different from their experience. Their experience, number one, is the way they evolve 3.5 to 4 million years ago. This is not a joke thing. And this is what African people today must take seriously. Because look, you see that church and church stuff that we are going in, and the concept of the Holy Spirit and all that, none of that is true. None of it is true. And you're believing it. I'm not speaking from a belief point of view. I'm speaking from knowledge now, that it's well documented and demonstrated that church is not a civilized thing. And all is something there what we learn in the church, reading from the Bible, not Nagasa. And I can convince anybody at all with, even maybe one good working sense can understand what I'm saying. If we have a chance, and I can relate it properly because I learned it. And I was 100% from age 7, a church, obedient, well-behaved person in church. So what I'm trying to show you is that they are around in a mute state and only make stone tools. Now, this is history I'm telling you for the white people and their ancestors, their first ancestors, going back almost 4 million years. You take it for a joke. But why do they look like humans and talk like humans and have children like humans and interbreeding and populate, killing out? You see, because I'm not talking about, a few little black people out, into your neighborhood where and things like that. And we come see white people set up university. We got it's white people, until they gradually siphon out everything from our senses and our wealth and everything. And today, here we are, can't do nothing. Most of our people turn to drugs and all them kind of thing, and all kind of sickness and kind of thing like that. I mean, kill us off. And them know everything now. And we, as it were, don't know much of anything. And few of us who know anything, the the access of things and the way of life is different now because they come to interbreed with us, and we are the ones that lose everything because we become defiled and we become stupid and foolish. We can't even rule our own government no more. Look at we here crying out about them, and you have to go vote in order to have liberty. Why you have to go vote? White man vote to have liberty. Why? You can't see something wrong with that? Why history has in it right now civilization? You don't have no white people civilization, right? And I'm telling you, go back in history, back in their time, before our time, before the immortal gods come to earth. You get it? The history book is the only thing that can make us know that. You see, you're going to cripple into ignorance if we don't get knowledge of the history. And the system under which we are living now, since I come to read and find out, and you know what? Thank the gods. Because where I am coming from, fourth grade level reading in Jamaica, fourth grade level. Everybody in Jamaica don't read on the fourth grade level, so don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you, the road that I have walked to live to be here today, and I leave Jamaica at 27 years of age, 1973, I was reading on the fourth grade level. But in Jamaica level of life, you know, I got along at reading fourth grade level. Yeah. Had a commercial driver's license. And I was working. But I know, I look at high school and see kids in uniform going to like St. Jago High School. And, you know, I was working at the library service, drive for them, you know, shuttle around the librarian to different places in the parish and stuff like that. So what I'm trying to tell you is that I dealt with people who had good education. And, you know, I had good company, you know, those kind of people, you know, because I well behaved. You know, I'm a premium boy, you know, I mean, in my common sense thinking, I don't play around. I'm not foolish that way. I didn't have the education, you know what I mean? So I was a poor thing. And I didn't know that I would travel to anywhere because my parents in England, they migrated to England, and most of my siblings in England, right? And about three of us was left in Jamaica. And, you know, in what I was doing, I was able to, like, get a permanent visa process and come to America, right? So I knew my problem, you know, I was backward reading, you know, and I tried when I was in Jamaica and was not successful, go to private people. And they're not teachers. They're not real teachers, you know. They only say they can teach you for read. And indeed, they'll teach you to read. But, hey, I needed help, special help. And they were not equipped for that. They were not trained to do that. You see what I mean? No, I cannot be afraid to tell you that because it's true. But it goes to show you what slavery has done for us. And the system that we live in, you see what I mean? The system. And a lot of the problems that I develop, why I'm backward, is because of slavery. The treatment, the condition under which I'm grown, is them. So you may think and say, well, then, oh, why am I blaming them? They blaming this. Yeah, they affect the economy and lifestyle and everything. That's right. So down we go, down we go, down we go. And if you out there and you think, well, church is the best thing, that's why we adopt now. So you accept church like church is a good thing. And everything they teach you there, you don't know better. And guess what? It's because you believe it. And you don't have no knowledge. And you may never have any knowledge. Really, it really depends on, you know, like me, I wanted to learn to read. But you know what? My brain was affected because I still believe in Jesus. It's not something to believe in, but I did believe in it. So I can't say I'm not affected psychologically. Yes, come to start reading when I go to adults high school. Now, when in America, all right? So you talk about going back about 45 years or so now. And I graduate, and 10 years later, I decided, you know what? I don't feel all that good because I didn't get a early elementary education before I go to high school. You know, are you supposed to get a full, good first start on elementary education? And, I mean, there's hardly any real education that I did learn, you know, that I could carry on into a little, because, you know, they put me into a class and begin me from then and I start. And when it comes like learning fraction, oh, that was like, what fraction, you know? What is fraction, you know what I mean? So I didn't get into no much fraction at all in high school that I go to, right? But general, you know, fractions and stuff like that. You know, so what I'm trying to tell you is that the blood inside of us, I'm showing you the difference, that these white people, they're species, hominid, ape-like man. That's where these white people come from. But I'm telling you that they go through a process where you call this introgression, is where sexual means use to create hybrid, right? Animals you have people in agricultural and stuff like that, that, you know, they like hybrid dogs and maybe cat or other, you know, animal, or maybe, I don't know if there is any goat, but they can get different breeds of thing by doing the donkey and horse to mule and stuff like that. So what I'm trying to say, how do you make a mule out of a donkey and a horse? Mule. Bring a mule. All right? So you think that those two animals have something in common, the donkey and the horse. They do have something in common. You can see, you know, the connection between a donkey and a horse. Right? Because they don't look like a cow on a horse or a cow on a donkey, right? So now the blood mingling together when the donkey and the horse have sex and create a mule. And I am accustomed to mule in Jamaica a lot because mule are used a lot, maybe in the entire West Indies islands, but in Jamaica, yes, we have a lot of mule used in Jamaica. And a mule is a hybrid, right? So you will see the male mule and the female mule, but it so happens that wherever that hybrid mule was created, I don't have the history of it, but they did not give reproductive ability to the mule. But I do in my memory know that you have the male and the female that, you know, could have had, you know, sexuality and reproduction. So what I'm trying to tell you is how serious the blood is inside of your body, that we should be aware of that. You see, the blood is going to mean, you know, you shouldn't marry to some men because of the blood that they have, because you could have some children deform babies and all them kind of things. In Florida, when I came to America, they were still screening people before they married, man and woman. And sometimes, you know, you have to, I don't remember if I had an injection or something like that, but I think they phased it out just about that time when I came here. But they used to do that, though. Before you're married, you have to take some blood tests and see what your blood is like with on the person you're going to marry to, you know. So what I'm trying to tell you, that your blood inside of you is your life. Don't bleed out your blood. You know, people die because something happened and they bleed out. They're dead. You're dead. You're not going to live. You need the blood. You see, they have things out there. There's doctor doing things on people, and they have to give them blood because they bleed out. You know, so to keep you alive, you need blood. And you need, they can't give you any blood because you have all kind of stuff that protect your taxonomic blood. You know, you can't get any and anybody blood inside of your blood. You have to have the blood type, you know. So this is how serious it is. If you need some transplant or some organ and stuff like that, it has to be a certain kind. You can't just put any and anybody organ inside of you. So, my friends, what I'm trying to tell you, our humanity is very special, very special. And when it comes down to our species, where we come from, that is ultimately important, that we are concerned about our origin, our parent, ancestor, the first species, we have to recognize that as where you originate as a human, the blood that you came from. Okay? There was no civilization. These people could only make stone tool over almost 4 million years. Okay? So when they interbreed with our people and spread them bad blood, they call it rhesus, monkey blood. That's what white people carry. And now that they mingle with us so much, they purge out a lot of that. They purge out a lot of that and look like human and talk like human. But look, they are not human. They look like and stuff like that. I mean, read and know how much of what they look like come from Neanderthals. The third highest human that ever came out from that wise sapien. It is, Neanderthal is sapien, but the white people will turn you into all kind of idiot if you start to read and try to find out who Neanderthal was. What they're going to tell you, you will never know the truth if you just follow what they're going to tell you. Because right now, in the World History textbook that I read, if it hadn't been that I begin to read and be serious about what I read, It's being serious about what I read, why I'm sitting here talking to you. Because otherwise, I wouldn't be talking to you. Right? All right. For real, I am a kind of a self-taught authority on things I read. I don't have no AD Anno Domini certificate. And I'm not doing anything for anybody to like say, hey, you know, you can't do that because that. No, I go to school and learn some paralegal. I graduate, you know. And I could help somebody like a pro se to do something. I have done that, you know. Help people to file things. I file, I do appeal. You know, appeal a case for someone, but I cannot represent anybody because I'm not a lawyer, right? But I am qualified to work on certain things and help anybody with anything. I can tell somebody anything as somebody who is not with law. I just cannot be practicing law under the government, you know, rule about practicing law. Because, I mean, you know, you don't want somebody to go out there, you know, misrepresenting themselves and mess up things. So this is what happened. But I'm telling you that the blood, these people, like 3.5 to 4 million years could not talk, these white people. That's their origin. So you don't fool around because they look beautiful and something like that. There is something serious about it. And they are destroying. One of the worst things is that they are destroying. And willfully doing so. It's like if they did love us and stuff like that, it would be different. But no. They have something against us, and they want to conquer us. They don't want us to survive. It's a fact. You out there voting for them and think you're doing a good thing. No, you're not. You're subscribing to your demise. Don't go there and vote for these white people. They come and fool us that they are like us, we are some cousin. No, we are not. There was no reciprocity between them and us. Okay? We are not united for a common cause. They are, white people are our adversary. Okay? You don't want to yield to that. You keep on going to their church and you see what happened. You see what they did back under Obama? The white man going to the church and listen to the African people them, right? They call us black people. We are not black people. You understand? We don't have that type of classification at all. But that's what the white people want to do. Like in America, how much community don't want black people in there and this and that and the terror. Where them are doing? And we don't know, so we have a right to chase them out. And I don't mean, you know, to use violent mean. That's not what I'm talking about. Right now, we don't know how to chase them out, you know. But we have psychological power and behavior maneuver to chase them out. You see, because we are not supposed to be going to their court system and not like that. Because it is not authentic. Authentic court is kingship court, and we don't have any functioning now because Africa abdicates doing kingship because of the white people who turn them into idiots. If you don't know, I have to tell you because I must tell you. We are suffering, and the thing is, it's a mental thing. And you may think that you are right. Oh, you are right. You're not all right because you're not going to a kingship court with your problem. You go to these white, sodomite white people and you think that, oh, it works all right. It's not all right because you don't have inalienable rights at all. All we have discrimination, and anywhere you work, them treat you different and stuff like that. They're keeping it on. And see, you don't know, so you feel all right. So it means they got the job done, what they want. To keep you an idiot. Cannot correct any wrong our ancestor did. If we don't seek help, if we don't seek to understand. In my case, learning to read and read not like a Christian person. Because the Bible itself tells you, you know, you are to think like an idiot, but they say it in a way like it's all right. That's the way you are to understand the word of God. That's what they say. That's not true. It's not true. You hear me tell you? Listen, right now, I can assure you, any white people, listen to what I say. It's like fire burning them up. Yeah. Because now they come and say, this America, and not just America alone, everywhere we go. See, it's a pattern. It's something they set out to do, my friend. They didn't just come. They 100,000 years ago, man, is a long time. Yes, I'm telling you what I'm telling you is a real story. This is real life experience for us now. When they come, they learn to read long time. They are lawyers, doctors, and all that kind of stuff, right? A long time. So when you hear about Caesar Augustus, signed decree that all men should be taxed in Palestine, you think it's real stuff. It's not real stuff. It's a whole bunch of unnatural foolishness, monkey business, you know. You know, yeah, them always talk about monkeys, you know, don't monkey around me or something like that. White people are the monkeys. You see? That's their inner core. You see, they don't want that to be known because that life did not work for them. When they start to talk, life begin to work for them. You know, when they go and learn to read and, you know, these people become a brilliant people, but the point is they don't have no civilized control over themselves. So they think that to kill us don't mean nothing to them. No, it doesn't mean anything to white people to kill us. And you probably would think otherwise if I wasn't talking about it. And now I'm talking about it and you may be scared of what I'm saying because you don't have any education into what I'm saying. And until you have a knowledge information, you know, you cannot just swallow something down. You go have to go get your brain with it, you know, and that's the way it's supposed to go. Get some knowledge. Don't believe. You see, you must be hesitant to believe things. Seek for knowledge where you know it's a sense you have inside of you. That is not believed sense. It's a knowledge sense that we must have. You must want to know. Be inquisitive. Want to know. You see, don't live with suspicion like that where you need knowledge. See what I mean? Right. I am not like, you know, those people who's making a living off other people. I'm doing the show, and whether or not you like it or not, it is a knowledge thing. When I tell you that I don't solicit anything from anybody, right? I am retired. And whatever way that I get money, you know, it's Social Security, right? Well, basically, you know, and I'm not saying that that's the only time I ever hold the money, but, you know, I don't have another stream of money coming to me, right? So I'm not living on no strong wealth, you see, but I'm surviving. But I don't beg people to help me pay, and I do show for people who had radio, you know, platform. And they start to, you know, I'm doing the show. I'm not, you know, they're not paying me to do show for them. You know, Block Talk Radio is as such that, you know, it's not a feel like land radio where they would employ people to work on the radio. No. So what I'm telling you is that I'll be doing Black Talk Radio show for people. You know, I'm not being paid to do it. I'm doing it because I want to do it. You know, so the people who, you know, do Black Talk Radio, I don't know if some, I may probably raise it up to where they begin to pay people, but where I'm at here, I'm not accustomed to that. At least two people I do radio show for, and I wasn't paid to do the shows. I was doing it voluntarily, right? And I started to do my own shows reluctantly because, you know, somebody who was doing radio and acquainted with, you know, what I talk about, tell me, why don't you do your show? Because somebody decided, I fell out with somebody I was doing show for, and this other person said to me, oh, why don't you? Well, as a matter of fact, I do show for like about three different people. Now I remember somebody else I was doing show for. But it never involved them giving me any money to do show for them. It was voluntary. I come and I go when I want to, right? So I started to do a show, have a platform, and gradually, I still was doing show for other people while I do my show. Well, what I talk about, not a lot of people listen to me, so you know I'm free to like. I'm flexible to, you know, go on whenever I want to go. I'm not restricted, right? So, now, what I'm trying to tell you is I'm not here trying to trick anybody at all. I started to do the radio show the first time when a book I tried to, like, get out in public unpublished, because the only passion I have was to talk about things I come to learn. That's my passion, is to share it, because I am sensitive to the fact that we are culture suffering from diaspora, and Africa turned idiot, don't care for us anymore. It's like a parent that throw them children and don't care for them. That's the way Africa is to us. Because we come under the white people, and white people don't care about it. They kill us, millions and millions of us. And our parent, Africa, have nothing to say about what they do. And then you see everything is going the other way for us. You have the African people are being employed by the white people government, and them flourish. The business places, Macy's and Publix and Walmart and all this kind of stuff, and you know, all of the social network, they
take over and turn our culture into a sodomite culture, where we accept that homosexuality, well, is just, you know, another form of sex. It's not true. It involves our species and their species that must not mix, and it's not prejudice. It's a biological and psychological danger that we are in. Extinction. Because I tell you, we don't get to know the Neanderthals, and we are a subgroup species. You understand that? Now, if you don't know, you're not going to know. And then you open to the arm, because there you have a black woman there right now that they you know, they bring on. She married to a white man that is, you know, a well-educated man. I forget what he does, but this guy is very educated, right? And she married to that guy and have, like, I think two children, maybe, like, teenage or stuff like that now, right? She's dark skin, you know, but white, beautiful teeth when she grin, you know. I mean, nice looking, you know, but not so tall. And she's a judge. She's a judge now. She's gone to the Supreme Court now. The point is, my friend, we are knocked down way below our pay grade. Way below. We don't value anything. And you know what? It's our fault. And you can, the Bible will tell you, if you go pray and this and that and look up to God and so on. And that's not where to go with your mind. You see, because our problem is a problem with ourselves, okay? And it remove us from our creation, the gods, because the Bible go tell us about monotheism God, Abraham God, and all that, and that's not true. We are not going to get out of the ignorance we are in if we continue going this way. Because now, it's going to take a lot of education for us to get out. Now, I have done, and I'm telling you, I was destined to go away from the church from age 7 until I'm over 50 years of age. I was still Christian and believing. It's a darkening of our intelligence, the Bible and the church. Hear me tell you, if you want to have your right life, you have to leave the church out completely. It's not hard to leave the church out. There may be some difficulty with some people, because that's all you know. And you may not be in a position where it's easy for you to start look in a different direction for your ultimate knowledge, okay? So I'm telling you that you have to have some word sensitive, awareness about you to want to see things in the right way. Not half, not three quarter. But you are a university graduate or a college graduate, and you have degrees, you're making good money, but yet still you pick up a Bible, you have a Bible, and you go to church. Now, you tell me if you see anything wrong with reading certain things in the Bible, and it doesn't make no sense, I mean, even to somebody like me who read one time on the fourth grade level. Read those things when I am, even after I have high school, that fourth grade level until I am from age 7 till I am 27, that was enough to like block my sensory understanding, you know. And what I'm telling you about this now on our problem that a lot of us is not going to find out, and what could block us from even trying to think on, you know, and especially like to start read yourself and discover things. You would have to have, let's say, a mind like me that inclined toward reading something and want query what you read. You'd have to be like me in order to get out, because I'm talking now and telling you things simple because guess what? I may be like about in my maybe 65 or so when I begin to get conscious. So think about that. People 65 about to retire and stuff like that. Their head not in no shape now to go. Somebody tell me this, that, you know, they can't bother, you know, think them now. Them too old now to change from Jesus. Jesus is their Savior and Lord, and you can't get that out of them. You know, but I was a different character and managed to able think and reach into things and see contrasts. You see what I mean? So I have a contrasting mind. You know, I may accept something to be true. I don't have any knowledge that tell me otherwise. But look, anytime I hear something along that line, and I say, well, that sounds interesting. Let me take a look into it. You see, you don't have to jump out of your belief in mind into knowledge without any kind of stepping stone. You need to be able to independently begin to look. Keep your belief, but you have several files in your brain. You don't have one file in your brain. If you believe, where is that? Turn a page, go over there so, and see what's going on over there. So. You don't change your belief yet at all. Because believe is something you do. But, not believe. Yes, that's right. Believe. When you get to believe in something, it's an act your mind creates. You do something with your mind, either physically or mentally. Believe, you look at it, believe is a verb. Okay? So it can be a physical act you do to commit yourself. And it can be only a decision in thought. You resolve and commit yourself. Okay? Somebody say, okay, you make up your mind? And you say, yes. When did you make up your mind? What moment? So you see, it's an act that your mind did. Like how you do an act. To prove that you have made up your mind, you believe, you accept. So this is what I'm saying to you about us. We have a brain, and this is the way it works. When somebody fool you and put you to go in the wrong direction, it's a mental thing. If you're not thinking along the lines of verifying what you do, you're going to keep on going down that wrong road until it become an obsessive and addicted stuff. You see, anyhow, like we become addicted to the church and believing in what the church says. So now you believe it until you don't want to hear anything else. that's the way it is. But guess what? Somebody like me is an example to a whole bunch of people, because how many people in a church from them 7 till they're over 65? How many people? And still being able to think, read, and find out, say, something else exists. And it wasn't knowledge that exists in the church. It was false believing. You become a believer after you make up your mind that you believe something that you don't know. You've gone down the hill and the gully like that. Your brain must not work like that, man. you cannot have that degree of control over yourself. So you talk about people who are Christian and them strict and with them children and them this and that, but it's a whole bunch of hocus pocus that those people are doing, though. Strict with what? Misguided, misinformation, foolishness. You see? And carrying out the things of the church. So my friend, right now, it's hard for a lot of people to listen to me because it's an educational thing that dumb us down, these white people do. And you see, to show you, they use the linguistic in the Bible. And that's the way we go astray, you know. And, you know, the preacher go up there and preach. And some of these people go to seminary. Some of them don't go to no seminary. I go to a church, the people in Jamaica, I was not a seminary and preacher, you know. It's people who just get up and read the Bible and, you know, begin to tell you the unanswered story of Adam and Eve, you know what I mean? And you believe that all of your life. But that was kept on a file in my mind. There was nothing else until a certain time my reasoning began to activate. And eventually, I begin to see the real civilized world, you see, and understand the elements above and, you know, all the things of science that tell us, I mean, real thing, not modern science. Modern science are the white people, am. Modern people are not the African hybrid people that they call black people. So in that context, black people are not civil and not modern. They are the civilized people, whether or not they're acting like they're civilized or not, but their blood, the base, their creation is a civilized one, you see. But it's not that you can't get spoiled. You can get spoiled, yeah. They can even take you and turn you to be homosexual, you see what I mean? Because it's evil that can act upon your emotion and stuff like that. That's not your real nature, but, you know, you can be spoiled. People can lead you astray, you know, and actually make you have feelings for something that is not natural, but you will wind up be doing it. It's not for you. The point is, you know, you don't company with people that is going to make your mind go astray. You know, you have the character to keep you who you are and to manifest who you are. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I want you to know, my friends, African peers, blood, that I have you all in my mind because all of us have been damaged. And I am not one who think that, oh, nothing wrong with me and stuff like that. I seek to purge myself every time, every day, and conform myself to what I see. I am to affect my spirit with and keep me clean and keep me good, okay? And if you don't want that, like, I don't have anybody that is near comfort to me in the sense that, like, I rely on them for, you know, anything. I am independent, and it's for a long time now that I am put, you know, to stay the course that I'm thinking, because I'm fair. I'm honest. Not dishonest, but I am honest. I love myself first. I love everybody afterward. I treat people like I would like them to treat me. And that is the truth. I know about myself. I'm over 70 now. And anything anybody hear me say, I don't beg you to believe nothing I say. I say
go and look at what I am talking about. If you have an interest in it, I'm not even sending you, because look, I'm not trying to save your soul. You, if you think that you're lost, you need to find yourself. It's for me to share my views because I am a lost soul. Okay, grew up with my parents and go to church. Church was not a place for them to be in, for me to hear those things that the church was teaching me and reading in the Bible. I still read the Bible today. I would never tell anybody that they must, you know, burn or throw their Bible and don't read it. No, I don't do that. Your mind must be absolutely free to act. And to make distinction, you don't have to, like, it's a book, you know, and you've been reading this book for all this time, and me go tell you to throw away the Bible, don't throw it out of your house, and blah, 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 blah. Of course, even in the Bible. But it's not, but good things in the Bible, too. You need to know. So you don't scare the stuff. You focus and discern and interpret things. From a linguistic point of view, get to know things from that basis, and don't let anybody, you know, be the one to influence what you think. Search it out first. And when you think you have a knowledge of it, then that is when you associate with that. You see what I mean? So I didn't want to know little bit about, I want you to know the basic, not necessarily everything, but give me the basis to hold me. And then whatever is going to come on top of that, I mean, I'll be there to get it. But I want that basic first, because it's the foundation that's going to keep me getting further and further into what I'm supposed to know. You see? And whatever dimension is going to form is going to be based on my interest to know. You see? And I don't try to influence anybody, you know, to, is either what I say or no. No, anything I talk, and I talk with conviction about things I think I know. And not just about, you know, like the general type, the way in which people go about talking persuasive, but they don't know what they're talking about. I'm diligent at what I think when it comes to knowing whether or not, is it a real knowledge or is a high tension type of, you know, thing that catch on. You used to hear the talk about agape back here, I think in the 80s. It was something that came about. Oh, this in thing, you know, agape love, agape love. Have you ever heard that? Let me tell you something. This generation that we are in right now, I'll tell you. Just think about agape love. You see? And with anything you see a circulate in church, you look, first of all, you shouldn't have anything to do with church. But the fact that you are a part of the church, coming with something in the Bible like about love and, oh, the greatest love is agape love. A homosexual stuff, you know. Because Jesus and God of the Bible, you will think it's blasphemy to speak against the Holy Ghost of the Bible. All these are influence that the white people use against the African people to contaminate our culture. And over the past 100,000 years, we have been hebbing. And they say, become, you know, like you default. Yeah, we default and folly. Really? Because you're in the church, you believe in the Genesis creation story. That is a story that, look,
You need me to tell you say I'm not true? Look, this development of mine caused me to go back and dig into the Bible that I've been reading all along because of what I am seeing. You know what I mean? No, if you don't want to do that, it's your business, because at your head, you're going to dead, you know, and have uncivilized, you know, darkness inside of you. But since the Bible is what I read and form my worldview, I begin to read now and find out I'm seeing a whole bunch of foolishness that I wasn't seeing them when I was reading before. Because what? You know, I believe the Bible. I believe Adam and Eve's story, which it took me, you know, just the other day to find out that the Adam and Eve story is not the real story. And it wasn't given by God to no prophet to put in no anointed Holy Bible. Holy Bible is a sodomite term. Holy Bible is not a sacred term. And look, let me tell you something. There's a lot of things that I didn't know that I believe contrary to. And it's only reading good information that line up differently, civilized thinking from the beginning, in the beginning. You just don't put on some nice clothes and perfume and stuff like that, you know, and because you have a college or university education, that in and of itself don't make you civilized. Civilization comes from your blood, how you were born, and what is your origin of species. That's what makes you a civilized person or not. That's the reason why I can tell you generally, broadly, white people are never civilized. They come from apes, and all what they do to look like us and talk like us and stuff like that does not make them civilized. It's why they kill and do so many things. They have military, they kill Saddam, they kill, all them want is money, and them, you know, I said they have the federal government, and they make up a system. But it's false. It's bogus. Civilization you cannot replace. But they now substitute, you know, like, you know, substitute our civilization for them uncivilized, I mean, way of creating, you know, a delusional world, AD on Adam and Eve. I call it cleaved bubble system. It's a cleaved bubble system, you know, because it's what you'd call an intangible type of thinking that make us adapt to a physical deception. It's deception. So if somebody is giving you intangible idea, you know, writing about something and changing the order of civilization at the same time, they only want to give you physical things of civilization. But when it comes to civilization matching uncivilized thoughts and communication, no, it doesn't match up. You see, so civilization has its own intangible and tangible elements that must go together. But what we have here with the white people, them, is a mismatch, okay, of intangible. And look, you need to have a civilized thought or arrangement in thought that must match the tangible things that go with it. You can't have wrong, you know, like a white person and a black person and a hybrid person. You know, it doesn't match the blood. That's the reason why we turn full, because them blood come inside of us, and over the last 100,000 years, we turn idiots and lose ourselves. Okay? And not because we are able to do things and, like in Jamaica now, you know, a little more money come into, because a lot of people go abroad and get money, come to, back to Jamaica and make up house and, you know, and from whatever the government or they borrow money from what them call it, the IMF and all them kind of thing. And they do a lot of things, you know, and people, you know, they promote people in sports and stuff like that. So the island come up to, you know, much better than it was, let's say, like 40 years ago. But my friends, the fact that the churches are there, it's the poison out that we go to praise the Lord. And it means that, look, we're not going to get out of that madness. Look at the crimes that happen in Jamaica. It's the slavery haunting demons into Jamaican people. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I got to, like, halt it right there. That trend of talking that I'm talking to you is to spark your educational sense. You see what I mean? That if you can get stir and begin to think along the line I'm saying, it's not for you and anybody, it's for yourself and how you would like to transform yourself to what you think is the right way to think and to behave. And so I'm going to like end this part of the edition of the show. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, and I am Tim Aldred. You're listening to the Cosmic Philosopher Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You know what? I may have told you that Blog Talk Radio had been treating me bad, because over like about 2 years or so, Blog Talk begin to like block some of my argument. Now, we are a culture. They must respect that we are a culture, but they cannot afford to respect us because they don't have enough civilized sense to do that. Whatever white people is affected by is a I'm looking for the right word to call it, but and begin to talk, and they couldn't talk, right? So when they start talk, they begin to get civilization understanding up to a point, but their nature is still primate. They are homosexual. They have a lust that is not natural. When I tell you about what is in your blood, right? The rhesus blood. Okay? So therefore, they have an interpretation of sex. You know, they might, if they could penetrate a tree, they would fuck the tree too. These white people. That is if they could. You see what I mean? But they invent everything that is contrary to civilized attraction. You see what I mean? Because when them are raised up church and stuff like that, them are raised up some other whoremonger and dirty, dirty things out there where them go out there and enjoy. So there is a deeper psychological demon that we are dealing with white people. They're never going to come around. And, you know, if we understand them, we wouldn't be sympathetic or social with them, and especially intimate sexually with them, if we understood. Okay? But what I want to tell you is that I begin to fight back, push back on Blog Talk Radio. Because guess what? I don't have any backup, no law, because You see, once Africa give them power to control the world, there is no other government. Why they can go into Europe and kill Gaddafi, and Africa don't say nothing? We don't have nobody to help us unless we realize the history, which is the power and authority and jurisdiction of us. Legally, they cannot invent a federal government to rule us and call it democracy and you must go vote. It's not civilized government, but they bring it in, and it's their way of creating a sodomite planet. You get it? But when you read and you understand, you'll find out it's easy to get rid of them. Easy to get rid of them. Well, first of all, get out of the church, get your knowledge, and begin to live like who you're supposed to be like. If you can get around to it. But there will be enough of us, because I can tell you, it's just I alone. And it takes a few years for me to, build up the knowledge that I am talking from now by getting the information, the right information. When nobody can gainsay me, and those are the things they have in the Bible, you know, like you should speak the truth that nobody cannot gainsay you, and you have to rebuke the this and that and stuff like that. That's what they write in the Bible, because it's a camouflage stuff. And they write some things that kind of look like it makes sense. But look here, you're not going to come out of the darkness that you see in society today, and that affect all of us, until you start to think the right way and you learn the right truth, the prehistory, the Sumerian history of civilization. White people are not civilization. Okay? They get a little peek of civilization, but they are controlling everything that we depend on. And only our government can do that for us. These white people are going to continue to kill us, use their police and use poison, lose COVID and everything like that. They're going to kill us, and we will never be able to get around to protect ourselves. You see what I mean? Now, if we don't take control, they will continue. And pretty soon, we will be out. You know, they'll pull the plug on us as much as they want. But I'm telling you, if you think I'm not making a difference right now, I am. It's a matter of time. You know, everything don't happen like that. Seeds are being sown. When I talk the truth and people begin to learn the truth, what do you think is going to happen? Well, these white people are going down long time. You see what Trump is doing? And they're still trying to want him to, like, run as a whole bunch of people out there following Trump. And Trump is full of many demons right now. He's not making any sense. Let's say, even like what some of the foregoing president in United States, you know, were like, it wasn't any good. Because as long as white people say they are in power and stuff like that, and we don't have kingship, law, code that is in our civilized history. The civilized history of the world belongs to us, not white people. They must make up something, and because Africa is behind them, they can use anything on us, and that's what they have done. But now I bust it. And do you know, right now, you know, I'm inflated. And anything they do right now is going to bore in to my solid. And then you're going to have a lot of things going to explode. A lot of things going to explode. Because, listen, if forbid it not, if anything should come across me that people get to find out, okay, this guy is talking deliverance stuff, talking the real things, and they try to, like, how it is like. You know, it won't be, it will never give them any incentive at all. Because people going to say, you know, but what the guy was saying was true. Now, let's say that we don't have a dramatic impression of that. But what I want to show you, how much have the white people changed since they started out talking about their government? Do you know how much they have changed? To fit the civilized world, just the common civilized world. Not anybody, like, as it were, convincing and preaching to them. It's the pressure of civilization itself. Because they don't, when they were living by themselves, they could only make stone tools. What I'm trying to show you, if you can see, they didn't improve to do nothing besides make stone tools. Now, do we use stone tools today? No. So it goes to show you the Bronze Age where we start making iron. But since they have sent out, they're using what we produce and make it be like it's theirs. And like they do it long time. And we fool when them attack and praise themselves. We don't have enough sense to rebut them. Because I'm telling you, we think we are all right, but we are not. It's the reason why, you know, a lot of people don't like flock to me and like, you know, make us have a good time and things like that. Because what I'm saying is too strange. It is too strange. And how strong I must be to be here and nobody can shake my tree. Nobody can shake my tree. You see what I mean? And the only way that we are going to be saved is to learn the truth. But I don't have a group. And I don't want no group. You see what I'm trying to say? I don't want a group. No, if anybody's going to friend with me, they would have to be friend with what I am thinking. Because I don't want them for friends outside of that, whether intimately or otherwise. Me don't want nobody like that in my life because they're going to be, contamination, trouble. I don't want that. That's what my life has lived without. You know, so I am happy with this. So I'm trying to tell you now about Blog Talk Radio. So they fool around my computer and, you know, and tell a whole bunch of lies. These are faggot people that, okay? They own everything. And Twitter is another one that bothered me too because, look, people think they own us and own everything. Do you understand that? Now, I couldn't tell you that before because really I didn't know everything I was supposed to know. But I can tell you that now. And maybe you out there kind of have an idea, but there's nothing you are able to do. I am able to do something now because I accumulate a certain depth of knowledge that is not something I go find under the bushel or nothing like that. It's right here. In the world history textbook too, and Sumerian history. Well, you know, they kind of keep the Sumerian history away from public exposure to us. But anytime you begin to start to read, and, you know, on certain books in the library, and you run into certain books, because I went into a book one time when I just began to search. Because I realize, you know, I don't read all that great, but I can make out certain things. So I start going into the library after a while and get a book. And I got a book. Until this day, I have 9 pages of that book, like about 9 or so years ago when I went into the library. And what I was learning was so new and fresh to me. I went and copy about 9 pages and have it until today. Martin Rees. I can't forget this guy's name. He's, I think, astrophysicist, right? He wrote in a book, The Restless Universe. You will do a lot of good if you have not read that book before. But The Restless Universe by Heather Cooper. Heather Cooper and let's see. I want to tell you. I don't know. My brain is kind of a slipping. But Heather Cooper, because I remember the name. The names, it just starts slipping now, but I always remember it. The Restless Universe. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Nigel Enbeth and Heather Cooper. Nigel Enbeth and Heather Cooper. Not a joke, man. And I'm telling you, the opening, I think the chapter that I copied out is, okay, it's page 9, and I don't know if it's chapter 2. I think it's chapter 2. Planet Earth. Planet Earth. You see? And I am telling you that this thing, man, has become such, you know, I make use of this book and these chapters that I took away. I continue to use them, to use this information. Yes, I do. Yeah. So, and I have a copy of the Constitution too. You know, certain things become important to me because, you know, I am forever serious about what I am thinking and I'm not fooling around with nobody, and I, you know, it doesn't matter to me who the person is. No humankind or civilized or uncivilized. It doesn't matter to me. All of us are alive here, you know, under the Almighty, you know, power, you know, and that's where I subject myself. I never find it necessary to, like, tie to nobody. I don't want nobody follow me. I don't want nobody think that, you know, I am the one who know this and know that. I don't want nobody think that, because anything I know, I'm telling somebody. So I'm not reserving anything for anybody to come to me. I tell you one, and I'm telling you grassroots stuff that you are going to definitely be on your own 2 feet. Yeah. If you start talking to me, I'm giving you the orientation of the primary thing to start make your bud. Make you begin to bud and push forth. You don't need nobody but yourself. I'm telling you that my representation is not a ordinary representation. If I'm going to rebut something, it's dead. Dead, dead, dead. Because it is civilized foe that kill foolishness that is going on. So Twitter has a tweet for me. You see? And they would discipline you on Twitter and claiming that you are violating their community standard. Imagine that. These sodomite white people come here from way far out, trail us after 100,000 years after they mess up our lives and we drunk. Them come now, we seize everything we have. And we fool as a duck right now. And Africa is full of a Christian today. And they don't follow kingship no more. So we are in a last, like a real sodomite planet right now. You know? And it's like the gods will never have this. And we are their representative. So if you begin to go to church and go to vote for them and things say, oh, you know, if you don't vote for them, you're not going to have nothing. Well, that's what keeps us in bondage. I can as much as tell you that if you owe what they call Uncle Sam is no Uncle Sam for African people because they don't have a government. They're keeping us down with what they call bogus AD and Adamany. It's not founded upon anything civilized. Jesus is not any civilized character, but they have him in the Bible as a power. And God his Father is a power. There was no God, Spirit God in the Bible. There never was. But we grow up on them tell with that, and since nobody wasn't pushing our history, we don't know our history. So Sunday school, Bible, and everything like that, and that's what's keeping us down. Anytime we break the barrier with the knowledge that the Bible doesn't represent civilization, there is no certificate that says it is a history that, you know, history generally, history is a certified thing. Transcends from one generation to the other, okay? So history come ready-made, certified throughout the ages. And you can't change that. You can't come up in the world and build up something different. And that's what happened. Africa allowed them when they step aside. And we understand that Africa's brain is gone too. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. They've been ruling the world with kingship, I mean, for what? At least, say, good 2,000-3,000 years. Because by succession, we rule government. They God handed to us. How you think we come here? Look at how many, I mean, African country running under the same system of kingship government, but then call it all kind of different something now today. Rarely you hear any king is in Africa. But where kingship come from? It's a design, you know, civilized design. And we are allowing these white people to come and make up a uncivilized world upon intangible foolishness. Like I say, cleaved bubble nonsense. You know? And that's what I'm using that uncivilized element, intangible element that don't rank with the solid world that we live in. I'm telling you that, and if you understand that, do you know how powerful you become? You will now transcend the foolishness that they want us now to lean on their government and, you know, we don't have, and say, the Bible God is our creator. What they call it? Monotheism God. And all them things they're writing in the Bible about Abraham. I want to talk about Abraham God. They make up all these whole bunch of sodomite stories in the Bible. You hear what I'm saying? That's what they do. It's sodomite stories. Genesis creation story. Talking serpent in the Bible. Them are the talking serpent. These white people is what they do to us that make us idiots. Okay? So when I talk to anybody, I go to the root that I know. Once you get that knowledge, You don't need to be nobody to be talking nonsense to you. All right. May the good Lord bless and keep you. Let me now turn to what I wanted to tell you. I have a link here that I give out to people. You need to have this link. You know what? I don't see anybody come and ask me for it. The world is dead spiritually in darkness, to tell. I've swallowed too much of the wine of their fornication and adultery and all kind of, you know, stinking nasty foolishness that is uncivilized, to where people are desensitized to what is true. Well, the point is, my duty is to tell you, right? And there are people out there that begin to read and find out for themselves and dig in deeply. But you have to get to a point where, you know, you have enough bullet. You have enough bullet, you see? I know where you're going. I know what to destroy when you see them. Until people, you know, until we all come to the point where we have it good. Right now, they said they're running the system. We depend on them. Every little taxes and something like that, and you hold them money and stuff like that. But look, we are at the point now where we know to get them out all together, man. They think that they've been here for over 400 years, about 400 years now. They think that they are here to stay. They are not. They are not. Okay? That's right. All right. So the link that I have is about us, that they have been preventing us to, you know, socialize with our own stuff. They take over Africa. They're going to go thief out all the gold where the gods leave in the well, in the gold mines. They go back in the South Africa and steal. That's why America is so filthy rich out of African gold. Listen to me. They don't know what to do with our money, that you see, that they can give money out and stuff like that. Go to Iraq and take money from everywhere. These white men, they're so powerful. But let me tell you something. The knowledge now that busts them, don't leave them with a penny. I'm telling you. Because kingship government is the only power that rule over the wealth of the earth. And what is written in history is against them. It is for us when we recognize it. You hear me? They don't have a jail, a prison out there for our African people. Like I tell you, the Bible is not for African people. But they have us to think it is. All right. Well, you know, anytime you bust somebody, that's the end of that. They busted right now. So I'm telling you about this link where the research is done in South Africa, 150 miles inland in South Africa, that we are to go there. We are to go there and visit that place. Okay? But the church keep us away from this knowledge. A group of scientists out there in South Africa, and they begin to like affect the banks out there because of the knowledge that this history has brought to them. But they're what they call fraternity, the sodomite fraternity. Hold on to AD and Adam and everywhere. And unless you are able to use your history and blast their AD and Adam and out, it's easy to do because it's not anything. It's only what they build up. You see, they're using the theoretical idea, you know, to hold on to the solid things. But once we blast the theoretical knowledge or the cleave bubble system that they set up, it's just a notion. If you call upon them to prove Jesus Christ, no Jesus Christ will be found. But they are saying, in the year of our Lord. How can you rest something of this magnitude upon idea? You don't do that. And that's where they have us right now. All of the banks them out there and things like that. You know, I can tell you right now, and if you know, there is no way of blaspheming federal government and they put you anywhere. No, because it's, none of it is for us. The history is there, is the only civilization. Why are we following these white people? You see, and all the atrocity that they have done over 100,000 years ago. If you begin to pull them in there, they don't have anything to say. So all of us have the government here, and the history is the government. So we don't need to deal with them or go to their courthouse and try to debate nothing with them. You see, this is a street talk we're dealing with. And simply because we don't know. All right. These white people, there's something else. But when you know who they are, where they're coming from, it's all out. Their light is all out. Europe is their place to go because we know when they went up there from Africa and settled there and what they have done since. It's criminal stuff and then take over the world because we don't know what they did. Well, now we know. It's a legal thing, and they are not a part of civilized legal system. White people are not. So they're out there making a phony Jesus in Palestine and all places what they claim where Jesus walked and all that kind of thing. Those things are fake stuff. Okay? I began to deal with them real tough and tell them, write them and show them the kind of stuff that they've done to us. And it's simple because our people don't take up those stuff and throw it in their face. Why they are here standing today, right? I notice since I tell them certain things, they have it up there that they would usually move what I say and put other things. But these are like, I'm getting deeper with them. And I realize they have those things there up till now. Those are like, I am like busting up the kind of a shell that they are hiding themselves in, right? Because I'm not afraid to do that. And I notice they have not touched another show up till now. Twitter still have my tweet, like I told you, you see, about me. their community, I breached their community standard. Facebook got rid of me for doing the same thing. But now I'm going up the stairs with them. You see what I mean? And I'm getting to the legal part of them to cripple them. And this is what's going to happen. Look, they don't belong in our communities. How, think about how they want to take over our lives and make us sodomites. Everywhere we are, they come and because Africa give them the right. Africa can give them the right to our lives. You know, I mean, you have a right to represent yourself as long as you're under a real government. And that we have. We are the evidence of it. Our blood and who we are. And they come in control. Because they're talking, they look like us, they talk like us, they can do transaction business and everything like that. Walmart and Macy's and all these kind of places. They come and take our wealth and look at the way they spend it and call us substandard people. And we are the civilized people. So, my friend, I tell you, going into four years now, and Twitter will not answer my tweet because I tell them fatal stuff. Yeah, what I wrote in that tweet, I didn't know they would have blocked it because they blocked some others, but those were not as lethal as this one. But I thought they would have just let it go by. They didn't. And they didn't know what they were blocking. Because this one, when I give them the argument for what I said, they can't tell me that I am wrong. So they make a wrong turn right now, right? And with somebody that, look, I'm taking them down. They're down long term, all right? So I want to thank you. Let me see if I can read you something that I think is important for me to read before the clock runs out. Europe Federal Government, AD Anno Domini, must leave civilization, God's land. You hear me? This is for real, not a joke. This is not a friend, you know, drink coffee stuff. Europe federal government, A.D. Anadamani, must leave all civilized hybrid people lands, settlement, or if not, in America and around the world. Yeah. Seems like there is a little hitch here. So, settlement. Land. Hybrid land settled. Oh, settled or not. Whether the land, you know, have people on it or not, they must leave. They can't stay on none of them. That's the extreme of the history that we have. Unquestionable. They don't have a right to none. They are depending on what they have as law, and it cannot of the world except Europe, that they settled 1.5 million years ago, and the gods were here, and the gods had nothing to do with them. They were free to roam about in Europe, and nobody bothered them. When they decide now to do things, and Africa is going to come and intervene and give them, I imagine that since these guys turned the world's mafia. These are the mafia. These are the people who established the mafia and criminalism all over the world. Long before we knew it, they were criminals, right? And they take over now. Now, once the truth comes, they got to go. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. So what they call federal government is not government. It's not for us. And they have to move out. Because if they don't do that, a lot of fire and brimstone is going to come. A hurricane and tornado is going to, like, now, I mean, totally destroy them. That's what is going to happen. It would have happened already. Or if we never go astray, we wouldn't have this kind of a situation. But now that we have to, like, realign ourselves with the truth, harm with the truth, not gun and all them kind of foolishness there. And all them churches gonna close out. This Christian church got to go. Every sodomite stuff got to go, as far as I know, and there's nothing else to stop it. We gonna conform to the way of life according to our own history, okay? And it means that they and what they brought in was not supposed to be there. They are thieves and robbers, and the truth is gonna burn them in hell. Right in front of you when you tell them it. So, yes, European government, A.D. Anadamani, must leave all civilized hybrid people land, settled or not, in America and around the world. The homosexuals must now their blood is making the hybrid people atrophy. Yes, their blood is making the hybrid people atrophy, waste away by mental delinquency and going slowly into extinction. Yes. Slowly into extinction. The Egyptian appear to have been the first to develop a solar system. That's what Bema said. But no matter what, the solar system is the right system
of civilization, using as a fixed point the annual sunrise appearance. Dog star. I don't know why, I mean, where to get this dog star from, but dog star, dog, dog star. And I believe the white people call it the star dog, dog, the nasty. Coincided with the annual flooding of the Nile River. Why do they call it dog star? I don't think anybody else call it dog star but these white so-called modern science. Yes. But everything else so far is good except the dog star. And that's what people know it to be. It's the reason why I'm not striking it. But, you know, it's a problem. But, hey, you know, you got to wait until people know before you strike it. Because, you know, I mean, that identity is, let's say, it has a point of significance. But not to call it dog star. Where you get that from? It's them do it. Like they want to call us and call themselves now by our species. Homo and homosexual. No, well, them trying to make us homosexual by putting a prefix called homo to our sapien. And we are wise sapien, wise sapien, wise human being. That's what we are. And they want to call us because they mix their blood with us and begin to do all these old bunch of evil stuff. We got to stop. So it says, Cyrus. Or Sussis in the eastern sky, which coincide with the annual flooding of the Nile River. That's, the Nile River is what comes down and causes civilization to flourish. Did you know that? We wouldn't have any civilization unless these rivers were dredged by the gods themselves. What was the Sumerian calendar used for? You have different department or different places that uses the same calendar. The Sumerians were one of the first civilizations to use astronomical observations for timekeeping. First civilization, not Europe. Okay, not these white people. They don't know nothing about that. And see what they do? Try to change the calendar and change the way we calculate things and stuff like that. Yeah, because they learned to read. They couldn't do it in 300 and, not 300, but 3.5 to 4 million years. They were alive and make some tools. That's it. So this is what I'm trying to tell you, my friends. They didn't do anything besides make some tools. You see what I mean? For all those times. So how is it they now have education and all these kind and talking like human beings? And it didn't happen for millions of years until we came along, the gods came along and we came along. You see what I mean? The truth that I discover doesn't stand for argument with white people sodomites. We don't have no argument. They don't have any courthouse that we're going to go and try anything. The Indian were here, and they came here, and the documentation of their history is that they were under kingship, my friend, kingship. And kingship is not just these guys alone. I mean, they're coming from where? Africa with it. So what I'm trying to tell you is for real. All right. So it goes on. Observation for timekeeping, and also use them for astrology and divination purposes. Their calendar contained two seasons, which, listen to this now, modern people would understand. Summer and winter. divided between the equinox. Now, you see this slide in? When these white people trying to pervert our thing, they come in with something about them, like modern. This term modern, you might think that we are modern people. We are not modern people at all. You hear me? And when they say homo, we are not homo. Reject that. Strike them when you see them. Talk about modern people would understand. What modern people are they talking about? You don't know, so you get led astray. You don't really understand who is modern people. You adopt, you know, that you are modern. And all they are doing is make you a fucking asshole person. That's all they are doing with this. We are not modern people. All civilized people understand. Oh my gosh. Showing results. All right, I'm done, my friends. And thank you for tuning into the program. All right, now I think, I didn't read anything to you, but I want to read this little excerpt to you about the scientists in South Africa and how compelling what I'm saying is in a historic sense. These scientists have found, too much, things that are authenticate civilization that you don't question. October 6, 2012. East International Research Society, welcome our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa as continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. Because these white people have written a lot of things and forcing and mixing all kind of foolishness that when we are uninformed and as drunk as we are here in these ages, we will not understand about our history at all, because that's what they are doing. If we don't drive them out and begin to pay attention to our thing, we're going to have some time to clear out all of the junk them that they use to junk us with fool and foolish information. You hear me tell you? These faggot white people, them, don't laugh with them, because they are wicked. Okay, they want to like tell us that only 6,000 years ago, Sumerian says that civilization began, and it began in Africa 200,000 years ago, right? New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, Joan Enny, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the truth as Michael reveals and researches and reveals the mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground, the southern tip of Africa. Now, my friend, I want to get done with that right now, and I think the clock is going to go out on me. And let's see. It's gone out on me already. Okay, so take care, and see you on the next edition.